Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to
indeed, Merry Christmas to you. Aloha, welcome to Kani Kapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Already 4 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. on this overcast Sunday morning in Nevada City. Temperatures are going to be pretty warm today, and the threat of rain is kind of been put off until sometime this evening, so good chance that it's going to be a successful Victorian Christmas here in Nevada City. So if you haven't made plans, I invite you come on up to Nevada City and spend the day enjoying Victorian Christmas. Well, I thank my generous underwriters for helping out, all of you listener members for your contributions to the radio station. Thanks for keeping KVMR and Kani Kapila on the airwaves. That opening track, of course, the old standard, the famous Christmas song. I don't know if they have chestnuts in Hawaii. They probably import them like everything else. So we're going to spend the next couple hours enjoying a Hawaiian-style Christmas. How about some really tight harmonies? Oh, that first song, by the way, that was the voice of Kalii Kanialii, back when he and Barry Flanagan were Hapa, the initial duo, created that wonderful sound. I'll be featuring a little more music from this album a little later in the show. But how about some Christmas harmonies from the Makaha Sons?
Once upon a time was three brothers named Keaka, Keone, and Keoki, who they live inside one dry cave on Kauai, over by Hyena. Also living with them was one small Menahuni. Now these three guys been planning Akamai. In fact, you can say they was wise guys. They know all about where's the best place for hunt wild pigs, catch the biggest ilua, and where grow the biggest coconuts. They never pay much attention to the Menahuni, cause he was only one servant. All day when the three brothers was out hunting and getting fun for themselves, the Menahuni gotta stay home and build walls around the place, cook the cow, broom the floors, and etc. So you can see that the poor whole little Menahuni never get much fun. One day the brothers come home, all load up with all kinds of cow. One get the kind of fish, ulua, mahi-mahi, uu, and even some limu. The other bring home one big pig even catch, and the other get coconuts, sweet potatoes, and papayas. They dump all this stuff on top of the floor and tell the Menahuni, "No okay now, we like you fix up one big luau." "Gee," the Menahuni tell him, "what kind this? You get something for celebrate." The three brothers laugh like everything. "Oh, the low, low," they say. "Tomorrow gonna be Kalikimaka, that's all."
"Oh, yeah," the Menahuni say. "I almost forget already."
And so he gotta do all the dirty kind works, like clean the pig and all of that, while the three brothers go out chop on tree for decorate the cave. Pretty soon they come back, drag one big ironwood tree, and they been pick all kinds of trimming. You know, mokihana, Christmas berries, also wood roses, macadamia leaves, coconut fibers, and lawa'i. The Menahuni say, "I like trim the tree too. You let me help."
"Nah," those buggers tell him, "you're too small."
So while they was having fun fix up the tree, he got a seat inside a corner.
"Oh, wait," he think himself, "I like fix something for Kalikimaka too."
Pretty soon the brothers all pow and they been go to one party, leave the Menahuni all alone and one big mess on top of the floor. When he begin broom up the mess, he get one terrific idea. He pick up all the wood roses and berries and pieces fern and even one coconut pod, and he put them inside one bag, sneak aside, go to heiau. When he get there, he make Hana Hana all by himself in the moonlight. He take the coconut pod and fill him up with cute little things he been make with the kind berries. And then he begin decorate the altar. But just when he stay put the finishing touches, he can hear plenty many up inside the sky. And when he look down, ayah! His decorations been changed into silver and gold, all trim up with the kind pretty jewels. He begin shake all over like everything. But one nice voice came down from the sky.
"No need feel shame, little Menahuni. These presents show you put plenty aloha inside. And that's the main thing, you know. Cause without aloha, the most fanciest presents don't mean nothing already. So thanks, yeah? And mele kalikimaka."
La 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 la. Side by side, flying round the world on Christmas night, stacked with presents 1 mile high, a Kodak picture moment in the sky. Santa's coming your way, tons of goodies in his sleigh, wishing one and all a Merry Christmas Day. A tiny reindeer, side by side, flying round the world on Christmas night, stacked with presents 5 miles high, a Kodak picture moment in the sky. Precious moments people share, you can feel it in the air, smiles of Christmas from happy children everywhere. Everywhere. A tiny reindeer side by side, flying round the world on Christmas night, stacked with presents 10 miles high, a Kodak picture moment in the sky. No
time to pout or cry. Do I have to tell you why it's Christmas? It's magic. A tiny reindeer side by side. Tiny reindeer, side by side, flying round the world on Christmas night, stacked with presents 12 miles high, a Kodak picture moment in the sky. Happy holidays to all, I saw Santa at the mall. It's Christmas. It's magic. A tiny reindeer side by side. La 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 la.
Just before Christmas, and all through the holly, nobody stay moved, not even one aioli. The mallows was hanging upside down, just like peasants, so the manahuni can fill them with presents. The children was curled on top on sleeping mat, and they dream about halpia and all things like that. The mother and me was all set for enjoy one nice rest.
Oh, we plan get 10 hours, moi moi.
When out in the grasses there been one big clatter, I jump up and go for look what's the matter. Up by the door I peek to the lauhala. The moon was all shiny like one silver dollar. Then all of a sudden, guess what I see? The Menahuni with his 8 little kia. More quicker than ukus the bunch of them came, and he make the kind and call him by name.
Hey, Paki, hey Hula, Elele, Ilio, and Hoku and Kupi, Hekili, Uvila, Abdulanai, Antartapaia. Now come on, you folks, when you get Pilikia.
Like the dry leaves that been blow all around, these guys make one run, and they take off the ground. Then quick like one wink, way up on the roof, you can hear the kind noises been made by the hoof. And just when I'm going back inside a room, that Menahuni, he come down with one boom. He move even more faster than one mahi mahi. His mala was all black, cause he land in the ahi. And on top of his back, he get one big eke, all load up with toys, for each little keke. His eyes was all shiny, he get big white whiskers, and his cheeks and his ihu been red like hibiscus. His face was haole, all filled up with joy. When he laugh, his opu shake like one finger boy. He's so funny, I start to laugh at him, and yet he make wink for show me, no need be upset. He never say nothing, but he make hana hana, and fill up those malos with plenty makana. That's the kind of gifts, you know. When he all bow, he turn, and he smile, and he make me one bow. Then he put up his finger alongside his ihu, and more quick than you can say, Jonako Hio, he jump on the roof, and those guys all together float up in the airs. Yeah, like that kind fella.
Aloha, he say. I like every kanaka. Get himself mele kalikimaka.
When the cake is all sleeping, in the dark on tiptoe creeping, comes the Christmas Menahuni on Hawaiian Christmas Eve. Mele kalikimaka, mele kalikimaka, merry, merry, merry Christmas on Hawaiian Christmas Eve.
You know, I must be a lot like Patrick Landeza, you know, I just never get tired of hearing this. Aloha, welcome to Kana Kapila on KVMR-FM, Nevada City. 28 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you're listening to Kohala in the background from a very beautiful instrumental album called Kohala Christmas. And the last track you heard was from an old, scratchy 78 recording by Ed Kinney and his Hawaiians. I actually played two tracks, both sides of that one record. The last one was Kanaka Christmas and Hawaiian Christmas Eve. And then in between you heard another track from Kohala from this beautiful instrumental. And then you heard Da Menahuni Christmas Present. Also from Ed Kinney, recorded way back in probably the 1950s, I'm going to guess. Possibly early, I'm not sure about. There's no dates on any of those old 78s. And I don't know if that's been, if I'm maybe the only one that remastered those two songs. Maybe somebody else picked them up, but that was included in a Hawaiian nostalgia collection that I offered as a membership gift a few years ago. Also in that set, you heard Amy Hanaiali'i with Hamau e Nakanaka from her Hawaiian Christmas, Amy Hanaiali'i. And played some Makaha Sons in that set as well. Can't remember which one. And the Brothers Casimiro, also from their Christmas CD, recorded a few years back, Eight Tiny Reindeer. And started the set with the Makaha Sons. That's where we went that time. I love Christmas as well. Well, I want to start this next set with a couple of tunes from my old pal Jimmy, listening down in Auburn this morning. Here's Cyril Pahinui with the Peter Moon Band. Kind of a song of just a song of hope, and it's called A Harvest of Rainbows. So this one's for you, Jim.
When the moonlight whispered to the sea, I remember you weren't there. Of wandering nights and wakefulness, empty stops, no tender care. Then I came upon your island, enchanted by your heart was taken by a gentle breeze. I belong here all the while. Turns my life has taken to find you are the one. You are the harvest of rainbows, reflection of the sun. You move softly through my daylight, staying there behind my eyes. I've forgotten all my troubles, I've forgotten why I cry. Now all my days have Sunday's peace, we're drinking timeless wine. Clouds look at us as they float by, stars see us and they shine. Turns my life as day. has taken to find you are the one. You are the harvest of rainbows, reflection of the sun. You are the harvest of rainbows, reflection of the
Kulei ho hie e o que a umoe. Mauna kuau, i tuku nui ki no la, o ke a ke a e ike i pohu le ana. Mauna kuau, i tuku nui ki no la, o ke a ke a e ike i pohu le ana. Akavahinela, kuli joka kele lina poe poe. Anni anni na hanna, akavahinela, kuli joka kele lina poe poe. Aina ia mai, anna kapuanala, kulei o ie okea umoe. Aina ia mai, anna ka puanala, kulei ho hie o kea umoe. Aina ho ia mai, anna ka puana, kulei ho hie o kea umoe. Aina ho ia mai, anna ka puana, kulei ho hie o kea umoe.
Hawaii, lived a boy named Akaakanui, which means big laugh. He was always full of fun and looking for something new and exciting to do. It was near Christmas, and Akaakanui thought it would be a wonderful idea to invite Santa to come to Hawaii. Santa could bring plenty of presents, which would make all the children happy, and he could have a vacation at the same time, and that would make him happy. Then everybody would be happy. Akaakanui wrote Santa a letter that night, and then he called on his friends, the trade winds, and asked them to make just a teeny-weeny detour in their regular run and carry his message to the North Pole. Akaakanui's letter, he just chuckled and laughed and chuckled and laughed until he had to hold his sides. The reason Santa laughed so hard was because he could just hear Akaakanui talking out loud as he wrote, saying,
"Hey, Santa, how you like come to Hawaii for Christmas vacation? Same time you bring plenty presents for all the keikis. You know what is keikis? Children. Okay, here's what we like for Christmas. Plenty cracked seed and candy, surfboards and ukuleles. I think that is all for this time, except no forget now. No forget our cracked seed. Okay. Ah, wait, I forget to tell you. No more chimneys on the beach at Waikiki. How you gonna land? Maybe better you try sliding on a moonbeam or try riding on a surfboard. Okay. Aloha."
And it was signed Akaakanui. Right then, Santa knew he had to learn to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Hawaiian. He also had to find out just what crack seed was and where he could get it. Santa paced the floor of his toy shop, scratched his head, sighed, mumbled to himself, and then suddenly he snapped his fingers and cried out,
"I've got it. My friends are Menehunes, those little Hawaiian pixies. They'll know what to do."
So Santa called them on the phone, and no sooner than you can say Samshrik Yerum, which is Merry Christmas backwards, everything was fixed, and Santa was ready to take off for Hawaii. His first stop would be Kauai, the island where his Menehune friends live. He took Akaakanui's advice and slid straight into Kauai on a moonbeam.
Santa's riding on a moonbeam to Hawaii. On a surfboard to an island where the little Mindy Moonies will greet him with lace and smiles and help to make the children's sweetest dreams come true. And help to make the children's sweetest dreams come true.
When Santa had landed, he was greeted in true Hawaiian fashion with lovely flower lays, kisses, and songs.
Hawaii greets you with her songs and flowers. In her sweetest melodies, say aloha to you. Soft and tell you of the sunset,
last the alohas were over, and it was time for Santa to leave for the beach at Waikiki, where all the little children were waiting. The Menehunes had thought of everything. A bright, new, shiny surfboard was ready for Santa, and 8 outrigger canoes just full of surfboards and ukuleles. Each reindeer would pull a canoe. Santa would ride the surfboard with plenty of Menehunes to keep him right end up. And for his back was a big, big pack, just full of crack seed made into leis. Santa stood shakily on his shiny new surfboard. At last all was ready, and away they went. As he glided along, he still wondered what crack seed tasted like.
Yummy, yummy crack seed, oh so belly good. Come from Hong Kong, China, yes, I'm belly good. Yummy, yummy crack seed, tasty little fruit. Every little boy and girl like a crack of seed. Oh no, crack seed, make us like a list. Buy them in the paper set.
Santa smacked his lips and wanted to taste just one crack seed, but right now he didn't dare reach for one for fear of falling off the surfboard and spilling all the children's yummy, yummy crack seed into the ocean. As he glided over the tropic waves with the balmy breezes blowing in his face, he felt so good he just had to shout for joy. So with his hands cupped to his mouth, he shouted his usual...
Merry Christmas!
Suddenly he realized he was in Hawaii, and he clapped his hands over his mouth and looked sheepishly around to see if anyone had heard him. The Menehunes were all busy and seemed not to have heard anything. Right then, before he could make another mistake, he asked the Menehunes to teach him how to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Hawaiian. The Menehunes grouped around Santa's feet on his surfboard, and with heads together and instruments that appeared out of nowhere, they sang this rollicking holiday tune.
Mele Tamiki Maka, Merry Christmas to you. Haole Maka Hiki O, Happy New Year to you. Mele Tamiki Maka, Merry Christmas to you. Haole Maka Hiki O, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you.
The tune was so catchy that it wasn't long until Santa had mastered Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Hawaiian. This made him so happy that he just had to try his Hawaiian out on anyone who would listen. So with a mighty shout that nearly upset him, he called out,
Mele Kaliki Maka!
As if in answer to his cheery call, a whole school of fish jumped right up out of the ocean, and when they saw Santa, so jolly, with flower leis and a whole pack of crack seed on his back, they just had to come along. Once more, Santa felt the urge to shout for joy, so he yelled even louder than before, and this time it was,
Hau'oli makahiki ho!
Up popped the head of a whale with a very surprised expression. And when he saw Santa in his bright red suit, he thought he was on fire. So he spouted a whole stream of water all over poor Santa. This was all such fun, and the water so soft and warm that Santa didn't mind a bit until he saw his trousers slowly creeping up his legs. Oh, well, he had no time to worry now. They were just crossing the reef and would soon be on the famous beach at Waikiki. This was the great moment. Santa felt the excitement all around him. The school of fish dived off his surfboard into the ocean, only to reappear with little seaweed hula skirts, while a whale with a surprised expression popped up again, and this time with a flower lei and a steel guitar. Everything was ready for Santa's landing. It would be bigger, singier, and more exciting than the docking of any luxury liner. There was a second of calm, that everything seemed to stand still. Then, with a sudden swelling of a steel guitar, the haunting beat of the Ipu, followed by sweet tropical music and beckoning of soft hula hands, Santa was welcomed into Waikiki.
Hano, hano, Waikiki, all decked out like a Christmas tree, twinkling stars. Steal you.
another minute, and they had landed on the white sands, ready to go to work. The Menehunes boosted Santa up into a big coconut palm tree, where he strung the crack seed lays, while under the tree, the Menehunes stacked surfboards, ukuleles, bags and bags of candy, and all the other presents Santa had brought. It was about then that Santa stopped to taste his first crack seed.
Yum! Is that ever good?
Santa smacked his lips and was about to try another when he noticed that the sun was slowly rising.
Goodness me, now I've done it. I haven't time to get down before the children start opening their presents. I'll have to stay up here until it gets dark.
It was getting hotter every minute, so the Menehunes brought Santa a coconut hat to keep his head cool and a tea-leaf skirt to keep his knees from sunburning now that his trousers had shrunk. They also brought him a coconut with a hole in it, so he could have a drink of real coconut water to quench his thirst. So Santa sat back, relaxed, looked down at his tea-leaf hula skirt, felt his coconut hat, smelled his flower lays, took a deep, cool drink of his coconut water, and said to himself proudly,
Santa's gone Hawaiian.
Santa's gone Hawaiian. He likes the wicky-wacky sway. Santa's gone Hawaiian.
The children on the beach below were shouting with delight at their presents. They sang, danced, surfed, and ate candy and crack seed until they were sticky, dirty, tired, and oh, so happy. It was about then that Santa bumped into a coconut hanging close by and sent it crashing to the ground. Bang! The children looked up, and when they saw Santa in a coconut hat, hula skirt, and flower lays, they clapped their hands and cried, Santa's gone Hawaiian. Aka Aka Nui looked up and shouted,
Hey, Santa, how you get so momona? I mean, so fat. Got lots of poi up in the North Pole?
And Santa in his big booming voice called back,
Mele kalikamaka!
And the children all laughed and answered,
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha
Santa like this.
Hey, Santa, meet some of my friends, Kiyoki and Kimo, my twin brothers, Tita, my Calabash cousin, and this is Manabu, my Japanese friend, and Kamchu, my Pake friend. This is Francisco, my Filipino friend, and this is Beulah Smith. She gets Scotch, Irish, English, Hawaiian, and Chinese blood. You know, Santa, down here we all mix up.
The next thing the children knew, somehow, some way, Santa had left his perch in the coconut tree and was riding high in the sky in his sleigh and blowing kisses as he continued to shout,
Hey, Kalikimoto!
So joy and laughter filled the air that day that Santa went Hawaiian.
Santa's gone Hawaiian. He likes the wicky-wacky sway. Santa's gone Hawaiian with his coconut hat and lei. His opu shakes like a barrel of boy in the land of many moonies and aloha oi. Santa's gone Hawaiian in a big Hawaiian.
And in the distance, you could still hear Santa calling,
Mele Kalikimaka!
Mele Kalikimaka! Merry Christmas to you! Aole Maka Nikiho! Happy New Year too! Aina Ia Mai! Lakuana Ia!
And that's the story of how Santa went Hawaiian that wonderful Christmas day in old Hawaii.
Santa's Gone Hawaiian. That wonderful story was written by Auntie B. Van Osten back, in the late 40s. And that wonderful story and song was performed by Auntie Irmgard Aluli and her group, or her daughters and family, known as Puamana. Santa's Gone Hawaiian, one of my favorites. Well, aloha, welcome to KVMR FM, Nevada City. In the background, the Kohala Christmas. And ahead of the Farden family, you heard a few tracks from Peter Moon. Couple of CDs I happen to have here, and that was going out to my friend Jimmy this morning. You heard the Peter Moon Band from the album Backbone, and I played a track called Ava Puhi, and ahead of that I heard played a little medley, Ahe La Makani and Why Alai. And started that set with A Harvest of Rainbows with Peter Moon and Cyril Pahinui. For this 11 o'clock hour, I'd like to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture and retractable awnings, and solar screens. Sierra Timberline is in the Home Center, which is at Idaho Maryland Road and the freeway in Grass Valley. You can find out more about Sierra Timberline by visiting their website. That's sierratimberline.com. And one of Sierra Timberline's neighbors, Suns Development, is also underwriting this hour. Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials, including ultra-touch recycled cotton insulation. They also carry BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Suns Development is located next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley, online at sunsdevelopment.com. And that's just an eighth of a mile or so down the road from Sierra Timberline. Nevada County Recycles is announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable ecological and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are available at keepthesierragreen.org or simply call 530-265-1768. Santa's Gone Hawaiian is actually a collection of songs that was recorded by a remaster, as I should say. They were all recorded right after World War II on the 49th State Hawaiian Record Company. The producer was doing his best to lobby for statehood back after the end of World War II. And the 49th State Record Label produced a number of really fine records over the years. This particular collection was remastered by Chord International down in Ventura, California, way back in 1995. And I'm not even sure if this is in print anymore, but you can always, you can check. Probably online you could go to mele.com or, you know, I know Border is down in Sacramento on Fair Oaks Boulevard between Fulton and Howe at the Pavilion Shopping Center has a lot of record Hawaiian music as well. So if you like the old vintage stuff, it's out there. Just have to shop around. Great old rendition of Jingle Bells from Auntie Genoa Keawe.
Kala que maque no valai kali I kalave ha aheo ke ki kala
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my If only in my dreams. Thank you.
have a Terra Patch Christmas at the old homestead on the Kulina Aina. We're born and bred where the Ko'olau Mountains caress the land. On our Aloha Noka Aina we firmly stand.
Let's have a Terra Patch Christmas, Hawaii style, with Tutu and Papa, Ma and Ma, Patches and Uncles too.
At Terra Patch Christmas, the Kenki sing. Of Kaukau and Okoleau, the Ohana gathers, and Uncle plays a guitar, and Auntie dances a hula as we all sing along.
Let's have a Terra Patch Christmas, Hawaiian style, with Tutu and Papa.
At the Terra Patch Christmas, the Keiki sing.
The Lekaliki Maka, Ameka Hau, Oli Maka Likiho.
You just heard a tune simply titled Kivalo Christmas. And that was from Pure Heart's Christmas Collection. Jake Shimabakuro, John Yamasato, and Opaka Colon. What a wonderful group. All excellent musicians and have had really successful careers off on their own since they split up years back. Left us with some pretty great tunes for Christmas. Well, aloha. Welcome to Kane Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. It's already 11:30 on this overcast Sunday morning. Showers are expected not until later on this evening, around maybe as early as 8 o'clock this evening, but if you have planned to come out for Victorian Christmas, don't be discouraged. It's going to be a great day. A lot of fun things going on in town. Get out and stretch your legs and enjoy the spirit of Christmas here in Nevada City. In the background, from the Kohala Christmas Collections, another wonderful instrumental, that was the Wassail Song. And this album, produced by Charles Michael Brotman, I think is still in print, released back in 2008 on Kohala, on the Palm Records label. Ahead of Pure Heart, you heard from a collection called Ululoa Presents. Hallelujah. Songs Christmas from Hawaii. And that was Leohu Ryder with the Taro Patch Christmas. Also in that set, you heard My Favorite Things, recorded by the St. Andrews Priority Elementary School Choir. And that was on a collection called Our Ohana's Christmas. And the proceeds from this album went to benefit the Hawaiian Food Bank. Ahead of that, you heard a song called Lihau, album with Ozzy from the album Christmas to Me. You heard I'll Be Home for Christmas. And you heard Pauoa Liko Kalehua. Not necessarily a Christmas song, but certainly in the Christmas mood. And Auntie Genoa Keawe kicked off that set with a rendition of Jingle Bells. Chris Yetton and Adam Warner will be coming to town in January. They're going to be performing Friday evening, January 22nd at the Center for the Arts. Tickets will be available at all usual places. And there's a vicious rumor, I'm not sure, it could be fact for all I know, that Ledward Ka'apana is going to be in Nevada City at the Nevada Theater, maybe on January 23rd. That's the information on his website, but I haven't got any confirmation from anybody here in town. So I'll confirm that, and we can all look forward to that in January. This next track, an old traditional classic from the incredible voice of Willie Kay, always makes me think of the holiday season.
Oh, Broken-hearted romance, and all it takes is one like you. Christmas in your heart. Put a little loving in your soul. Then the love of God will take control. 'Cause every little thing you do comes back. It's a matter of time, it's a matter of fact. So put a little Christmas in your heart. Put a little Christmas in your heart.
Play it, Ichi.
In your heart, put a little loving in your soul, then the love of God will take control. 'Cause every little thing you do comes back, it's a matter of time, it's a matter of fact. So put a little Christmas in your heart. Put a little Christmas in your heart. Put a little loving in your soul. The love of God will take control. 'Cause every little thing you do comes back. It's a matter of time, it's a matter of fact. So put a little Christmas in your heart.
So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree just don't mean a thing, dear, when you're not here with me. And when those blue heartaches start hurting, I'll have some blue memories for certain. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree just don't mean a thing, dear, when you're not here with me. And when those heartaches start hurting, I'll have some blue memories for certain. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Time has come and took its toll. Seasons change, I'm growing older, yet I still remain thinking of the memories that once were alive to me, and all the joys and pain. Like sitting on the front porch, the strum of soft guitar, smell of kerosene lanterns, neighbors all around, singing out a song of Christmas Noel. Now I remember well the Christmas long ago, Christmas past. In the winter of my life, remember well. Children listening, eyes are gleaming, twinkling stars, moonlight beaming, are memories that cannot fade. Like sitting on the front porch, the strum of soft guitars, the smell of kerosene lanterns, neighbors all around, singing out a song of Christmas Noel. Oh, I remember well the Christmas long ago, Christmas past in the winter of my life. Of my life.
kaliki maka mena makana o hauliana ina kamali ele kaliki maka i pepakina ai makana i bilibili ai e ki hauli oli loko ua iki mai makai na loa mai mai oi na oe ya toni me Fred ya Mary me Sue me kuku ili o hiwa.
A couple of tracks from the Sons of Hawaii. Christmas Time with Eddie Kamai on the Sons of Hawaii. That was I Love Christmas, written by Eddie and his wife Myrna Kamai. And also you heard a piece called It's Christmas Time, I Know. Or pardon me, Remember Me, Chris Santa. Also written by Eddie and Myrna Kamai. Dennis Kamakahi also in that set from a collection, The Kihualo Christmas, recorded on the Dancing Cat label. That was Dennis Kamakahi with his own Christmas memories. Ahead of that, you heard a couple of tracks from the Hawaiian style Christmas. I think I played Blue Christmas, Robi Kahakalau, and something else I forgot. Also in that set, you heard Oh Holy Night from Uncle Willie Kay. And Kenneth Makuakane, also from that same album. Well, I want to thank my generous underwriters for this Christmas program here on KVMR. Connie Kapila for another Sunday. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. I want to thank Nevada County Recycles announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable, ecological, and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are at keepthesierragreen.org or by calling 530-265-1768. Also, Suns Development and Green Building Supplies, supplying natural building materials, including Ultra Touch, recycled cotton insulation, BioShield wood finishes, American Pride bio-based paints, American Clay interior plaster, tools, and more. Located next to Sierra Solar at 563 Idaho Maryland Road in Grass Valley. Online at sunsdevelopment.com. And lastly, Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, Hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. In the Home Center, Idaho Maryland Road at the freeway and Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.org. Well, stay tuned for an hour of French Cafe music with Lawrence Fillet. I'm Michael Keane, and it's always a privilege being in the studio sharing Hawaiian music with you on Sunday mornings. Hope you'll stay tuned to KVMR. Mele kalikimaka e hauli makahiki ho. See you next Sunday.